visitors. Good to see you. Remember those who requested prayer. Perry Shell's going to be operated on 14th, so remember him. I think he's going to take out another portion of another lung. So remember him. Also, some of Fred's kinfolk. He explained to me the thing, but it was too complex for me to get. But was killed on a ATV accident. They're going to the funeral after service this morning. So remember them in your prayers. Melvin is doing better some. He's in a room now, but he does have a bad place on his toe, which is good, not good when you're diabetic. So remember him in your prayers. Inez Husky's doing better. The situation with her head, the tumor, they think is benign. And they're giving her steroids to reduce swelling, and I think they're going to, you said, possibly one radiation treatment, right, to zap it. As you can see, Harley's on two legs now instead of three and a scooter, so that's good news, too. Glad to see that he's up and around. So remember these folks in your prayers. Happy birthday to Miss Debbie. Tomorrow she will be several years old. Ed is having troubles again, bless his heart. He's always has trouble with kidney stones and UTIs, and he's hit with one again. So remember him in your prayers also. Seek the Lord's help for them. Okay, that's it for the announcements. Oh, continue to remember that our Wednesday night service here is 6 now instead of 7 while it's still dark in the big coop. Hymn number 209.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's plow outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. And will pardon and cleanse within.
scripture reading and prayer. We'll sing hymn number 52, Majestic Sweetness Sits Enthroned Upon the Savior's Brow. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Paul, writing to the young preacher, says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received in thanksgiving of them that which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it receiveth thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." Let us pray. Our Father, it is in the name of Jesus Christ, that blessed name, the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, that we approach into your throne, that blessed throne of grace that we are told to boldly approach and make known our time of need, and find rest and repose there. We thank you, Father, that we have this access into the grace wherein we stand, and we know it's because of grace, nothing in ourselves. We're not worthy to approach unto you. We're not worthy even to speak your name. But you, Father, have caused us to be righteous in Jesus Christ. You have made him to be unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. You have forgiven us our sins, put them away behind your back, as far as the east is from the west, hidden them in the bottom of the sea. We marvel continually at the fact that true blessedness is upon your children, for their sins are forgiven, their transgressions are put away, that you'll remember their sins no more. And you will never charge them with sin. We can't imagine that, and would not, were it not for a clear declaration of your word. We thank you. We pray for those, Father, who are sick, going through trials. Thou knowest every case. We ask, Lord, you'd be with them, comfort them in Jesus Christ, fix their hearts and minds upon him. We know that sickness and trials and troubles are the way of life of the child of God. And we know that the intent and design of every malady that comes our way is to bring us to the feet of Christ, the best place. Help us, Lord, this day to worship you, to sing praises, thanksgiving to your name. It is in the name of Christ we ask these things. Amen. Hymn number 52.
Majestic sweetness sits enthroned upon the Savior's brow. His head with radiant glories crowned, his lips with grace o'erflow. His lips with grace o'erflow. No mortal can with him compare among the sons of men. Fairer is he than all the fair who fill the heavenly train, who fill the heavenly train. He saw plunged in deep distress and flew to my relief. For me he bore the shameful cross and carried all my grief, and carried all my grief. To him I owe my life and breath and all the joys I have. He makes me triumph over death. from the grave and saves me from the grave.
May Stephen stand to receive the offering this morning, please. Now let's pray. Father, again we approach in that blessed name, who is the perfect gift, the unspeakable gift that you have given to your people, and with him freely given them all things. We know what we have. We have because of mercy and grace. As we return a portion of it unto thee, let us do so with hearts full of thanksgiving. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Invite your attention back to 1 Timothy. These are the pastoral epistles, epistles written to young pastors concerning what they would run into when they were pastoring different churches. Paul had used Timothy exceedingly, left him at Ephesus to preach the gospel, make sure that they referred to no other doctrine than the doctrine of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was thinking of Paul as he wrote these letters to the young pastors and the numerous epistles that he wrote in Scripture, as well as James and Peter. And I got out my Strong's Concordance, just looked up something. There's only one epistle written by any of the apostles that does not have two particular